Well, new reports suggest nearly 16,000 Egyptians have been put behind bars since the military launched its crackdown on members and supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood back in July. The report, citing senior security officials, says about 3,000 top and mid-level Brotherhood members have been detained since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. The count, which is consistent with recent estimates by human rights groups, includes hundreds of women and minors. The flood of arrests has reportedly swamped Egyptian jails, with many inmates kept without charge for months. Rights activists have already reported abuse in prisons, with some inmates describing systematic torture and miserable conditions for dozens packed into tiny cells. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, quite a harrowing report.
These reports have caused a public outcry and also extreme outrage among the human rights advocates here in Egypt and many Egyptians who are against the unlawful detention of thousands of Muslim Brotherhood supporters who the human rights advocates confirm that they have been subjected to quote-unquote systematic torture and inhumane conditions. As you have just referred, that dozens are imprisoned in a tiny cell, and also they have those imprisoned were not allowed, their families were not allowed to visit them. This is according to the families of some of those who were imprisoned, and they were not able to get in touch with them. And also others have asserted that some of the detainees who are on medication are not getting their medication, their appropriate medication, and their health condition is deteriorating. A sad situation for many Egyptians, as they're seeing, Wahad, that the Egyptian judiciary is being used as a tool in the hands of the military-appointed government to crack down on the Muslim Brotherhood supporters and to detain them unlawfully.
Right, so Karim, going forward then, what are we expecting the citizens to do? Are we expecting a widespread protest about this issue? What kind of a reaction are we expecting?
The anti-coup alliance led by the Muslim Brotherhood are holding protests on a near daily basis, Wahar, and they are calling for the release of those political detainees who were imprisoned since Mohamed Morsi was removed from power by the army back in July last year. And but also the anti-coup alliance is defiant, and the protesters were taking to the streets despite the military stepping up action against protesters and detaining them and using extreme violence against the protesters, but they are willing to continue with their peaceful demonstrations and continue to pile pressure on the military-appointed government till they are calling for the downfall of the military-appointed government. And we're also seeing a deep state of polarization, and the country has been rocked by internal strife since the army toppled the country's first democratically elected president. And we are expecting to see this polarization to increase as the field marshal, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the defense minister, is expected to officially announce his candidacy for the presidential election within this week. But it remains to be seen. But field marshal Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is deemed as a polarizing figure himself, hated by those who are calling for the reinstatement of Morsi, and loved by those who have taken to the streets on June 30th, calling for the ouster of Mohamed Morsi. Yes,
okay, Karim, thanks a lot for that. That was Karim Gobaradin speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital.